Fred Film Radio. Alicia Nella Cita at the Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 12th edition of Rome Film Fest, in particular Alice nella Città. I'm with Miranda Harcourt, Stuart McKenzie and Arana James, directors and protagonists of The Changeover, screening here in competition.
First of all, I wanted to know why this book in particular, and when did you decide to adapt it?
Oh, okay. Well, I'll start off. We love, by the way, that here it's called La Figlia della Luna, the daughter of the moon. It's so beautiful. But in English, of course, it's called The Changeover. I first found the book when it was very first published in 1985 because I was my voice that recorded it for the radio in New Zealand. So that's 33 years ago or something. It was my very first job out of drama school. And I read it for the radio, and I loved it. I fell in love with it. And then years later, I married Stuart, and I said, "Oh, this amazing book! You must read this fantastic book, The Changeover." And so he did. And so since then, it's been a slow journey. And it was only 10 years ago that Stuart started adapting it. But my first meeting with the book was a very, very long time ago. Like many New Zealanders, it's a classic teenager book for teenagers to read. And so there's a worldwide fan club for this book of people who just love The Changeover. But it was 10 years ago, wasn't it, that you started to adapt it?
Yes, and the reason why we decided to adapt this particular book was because it's got very deep cinematic themes of change, transition, coming of age, sexuality. So those were themes that we really wanted to grapple with. And even though it's a book for young adults, oftentimes those books are the ones that deal with those kind of themes that are important for adults as well. So for us, it felt like a story that could transcend both young adult and reach out to an adult audience as well.
So when did Arana come on board, and why did you choose Arana?
Well, because Arana was in Miranda's teenage acting class, so that was the first time we had met her. And she came in the door of Miranda's class, and Miranda...
This is 5 years ago when she was only 13.
Yeah.
Five or four years ago.
And Miranda looked at her and went, "Oh, she looks like she could really be our Laura." She took a photo of her and showed her to me, and I said, "Well, there's our Laura Chant." So for the longest time, we always thought of Erna in the role, but because we needed to raise quite a bit of money to make the film, it's hard to get money for an unknown actor. So we made a tone reel, and we showed that tone reel to the New Zealand Film Commission and to sales agents and to Timothy Spall. And he saw her in the tone reel and he said, "Wow, she is amazing. I love this. I love what you're going to do with it. I'd love to be involved in the film." And then the money started to come together for the film. Yeah. But we always believed that Erina was our Laura.
And luckily, it was just luckily that we met Erina when she was 13.
Yeah.
And then it took us 5 years to make the film. So she turned out to be the perfect age.
How would you describe Laura?
Laura is very confident, headstrong, assertive, and loyal. She's very, she knows her mind, and she isn't afraid to say what she feels and what she thinks is right, which I think is really admirable.
That's you.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, it's a lot of this is me. But she has an enormous amount of love for her family, for her little brother Jacko, which you can see in the film. And she is more like a mother, so she has those really, grounded assertiveness with Jacko, but it is portrayed in such a positive, warm and loving way, which I think is really positive, and isn't portrayed very often. Yeah.
Well, you mean it's not portrayed very often in a sibling relationship?
No, the assertiveness that she kind of, I don't know how to describe what I'm trying to say. The assertiveness that is portrayed in the film and the way that is portrayed isn't often portrayed with young females, which Laura has, and it is so positive and fantastic.
Mm.
Yeah.
Speaking of being assertive, there are more films with female, strong female protagonists. So, did you think that this could happen when you started working? Because obviously you started working on this film a lot before this whole, you know, wave.
We hoped it could happen.
Yeah.
We hoped it could happen. Margaret Mahey was at the beginning of that whole wave. So when in 1984 she published The Changeover, to have a young female assertive powerful character was very unusual.
Yeah. And as Stuart says, a strong protagonist who's Maori, the indigenous people of New Zealand, because Erina is part Maori, and the role, the character, is written on the page in the book that she is of Polynesian descent. So we that's one of the reasons we're so thrilled to find Erina, because she is exactly what Margaret Mahey wrote on the page. But as Stuart says, it is very unusual in 1984 to have a strong female Polynesian heroine. Fast forward to 2017, we have Moana.
Yes.
Yeah. But 33 years ago, there was no one else like this character.
And it's also special about Laura is that she's so relatable in that way as well. It's there are many female protagonists, but she is... schoolgirl in Christchurch with a little brother and a bit of a broken family, and it's a very relatable story that we've had some responses that a lot of young women have really been able to identify with, which again I think is quite rare. So
yeah, that lovely comment. I saw myself in Laura.
That's right.
And lots of people said that.
It looks like an independent film, like the realistic one, so that aspect is very good. It's mixing up with the supernatural elements.
That's
so
what that we set out to achieve, and Stuart often says that we set out to achieve rough poetry. We watched Rome Open City, Roma,
the Rossellini.
Cita, what is it? Uverte.
I don't know the Italian. Rome Open City by Roberto Rossellini. So, which is which is a film set in a devastated city, like The Changeover is set in post-earthquake Christchurch. But what we wanted is to make a supernatural film that was grounded in reality, so that it felt very real. And I think that's a lot of the teenage audience that we have really respond to that sense, as you say, that sense of reality.
Yeah, and on that too, the rough poetry of the cinematography. But also the fact that although we have special effects in our film that were done by Weta Workshop, Weta Digital in New Zealand, the very famous special effects company, Stuart has always said that the special effects in our film are the relationships.
So the real special effects.
The real special effects are the relationships between the people.
Thank you, Miranda, Stuart and Erana, for talking about The Changeover. Good luck with the film screening at Alice nella Città in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.